Chapter 9. Well, as all the other things here. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and the curtains and the looking glasses. Why, I declare I can see myself in 100 places. Apostrophe, apostrophe, that he said, apostrophe, said Jim, placidly pointing to a gorgeous china service and a large silver teapot on the side table. I don't use at present, being a bachelor man. But, says I to myself, whoever I marry will want some such things for giving her parties, or I can sell them, but I haven't took steps for yet, apostrophe, sell them, no, I should think not, apostrophe, said Marjorie with earnest reproach. Why, I hope you wouldn't be so foolish. Why, this is exactly the kind of thing I was thinking of when I told you of the things women could want, of course not meaning myself particularly. I had no idea that you had such valuable apostrophe. Marjorie was unable to speak coherently, so much was she amazed at the wealth of Jim's possessions. At this moment her father and the lime burner came upstairs, and to appear womanly and proper to Mr. Vine, Marjorie repressed the remainder of her surprise. As for the two elderly worthies, it was not till they entered the room and sat down that their slower eyes discerned anything brilliant in the appointments. Then one of them stole a glance at some article, and the other at another, but each being unwilling to express his wonder in the presence of his neighbors, they received the objects before them with quite an accustomed air, the lime burner inwardly trying to conjecture what all this meant, and the dairyman musing that if Jim's business allowed him to accumulate at this rate, the sooner Marjorie became his wife the better. Marjorie retreated to the work table, work box, and tea service, which she examined with hushed exclamations. An entertainment thus surprisingly begun could not fail to progress well. Whenever Marjorie's crusty old father felt the need of a civil sentence, the flash of Jim's fancy articles inspired him to one, while the lime burner, having reasoned away his first ominous thought that all this had come out of the firm, also felt proud and blithe. Jim accompanied his dairy friends part of the way home before they mounted. Her father, finding that Jim wanted to speak to her privately, and that she exhibited some elusiveness, turned to Marjorie and said, "Come, come, my lady. No more of this nonsense. You just step behind with that young man, and I and the cart will wait for you." Apostrophe, apostrophe, Marjorie, a little scared at her father's peremptoriness, obeyed. It was plain that Jim had won the old man by that night's stroke, if he had not won her. "I know what you are going to say, Jim," apostrophe she began, less ardently now, for she was no longer under the novel influence of the shining silver and glass. "Well, as you desire it, and as my father desires it, and as I suppose it will be the best course for me, I will fix the day not this evening, but as soon as I can think it over." Apostrophe, apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.